In the holy book and in the practice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Ahle Kitab have been given a special status compared to other people of followers of other religions. The Hazrat Masih Maud Islam has told us that all other religions which exist today were also from God, and their prophets were also true prophets, such as Hindus and others. So why is this special status only preserved for the Ahle Kitab? For example, may I give an example? The Mushrikeen are called Nijas, but that Nijasat is spiritual rather than bodily, rather than physical. So once we know that the Hindus and the Parsis and all the other followers of other religions are also from God, why this special status only for the Ahle Kitab, who are the Jews and the Christians?
There is no such status for Ahle Kitab as you claim that the Holy Quran has established. If you read one particular verse of the Holy Quran, which subject has been discussed elsewhere, then all the problem is resolved. Innal ladhina amanu wal ladhina hadu wan nasara was-sabiina man amana billahi wa amila salihan fala khawfun alaihim wa lahum yahzanun ajruhum ala Allah la khawfun alaihim wa lahum yahzanun. So who are sabiin? You said, but some others don't know, so let me finish it now. Sabiin have been translated in our literature, and with reference to the classical Islamic literature, Sabi'in, Sabi is an Arab word referring to those people who belong to books other than the books of Torah and Injil, but who do belong to books and belong to religions which were originally revealed by God. So all of them, wherever they have been, are in essence either Ahle Kitab or Sabi'in, and both have been guaranteed fair treatment by God if they truly believe and do righteous deeds. Only Mushrikeen are exempted.